You come at this with a background in marketing, having worked in the largest, if not the best, creative advertising agency in the world, and then moving on to creative endeavors with Lucasfilms and LucasArts, and establishing yourself as a real businessman that way. How'd you get here, Jim? This is.
Well, Sterling, there's no doubt I'm an atypical CEO of a symphony in that I've never done it before. It is a creative organization. We're filled with, 66 extremely creative musicians and, frankly, a staff that's equally as creative in their own right. So it's not that much of a stretch. And then also, a nonprofit, I believe, needs to be run like a business. A nonprofit makes money. It can't spend more than it makes, and therefore you got to apply some of those same principles. So, I think what we're doing is working to a degree, and the transition hasn't been as tough as I might have thought, and it's sure been a lot of fun, that's for sure.
As we see the economy here in some ways better than other parts of the country, bouncing back, maybe bounces, coming up again.
Yeah.
As the economy improves, it sounds like you're in a good position to say, yeah, we're going to make this a solvent organization that goes into the future.
Well, we've done a lot, Sterling. There's no doubt since I came on board 2.5, 3 years ago, we've restructured the financial base of the organization. We just announced we have retired all the debt that we were carrying with the Phoenix Symphony, which is quite an accomplishment in a recessionary time frame. We anticipate erasing a structural deficit that we've carried and breaking even this year. So despite the economic times, we've been able to work together in true partnership to really turn around the organization. And I think through our efforts in leadership, in collaborations like what we've done with the ballet and the opera, we're proving that we can be smarter about our business model. We can reduce our expenses while creating greater impact in the community.
You've got some partnerships involved with reaching people who otherwise can't be reached. The classical music is helping those folks who are in hospitals. Those are valuable things.
We've begun some really great programs. Our B Sharp Health Initiative, where we are not only traditionally have worked with Alzheimer's and pre-Alzheimer patients at our coffee classics. We go out to Scottsdale Healthcare at Shea and play in the lobby, and we're going to the cancer center to take music to staff members and patients and family members. We also got a grant from the Getty Foundation nationally through the League of American Orchestras to go impact the homeless community, and we now are going to a number of homeless centers in Phoenix. We believe very much in creating civic value around what we're doing, giving back to the community, and leveraging music in a very productive way to be a positive impact on Phoenix and Arizona.